Here with head coach of the men's soccer team, Steve Dawson, on a perfect start to the season, 13-0. And coach, obviously a very strong start, it goes without saying, at 13-0. But perhaps even more impressive the way you guys have come out in conference play, 4-0-0, and been emphatic in a couple of those early conference victories. And how are you feeling so far with the way this team has performed in the conference?
Well, Ben, in the conference, the first two games were away, and I knew they were going to be tough games at Allegheny. And if we were a goal down at halftime, and we fought our way back into the game and ended up winning at Allegheny, which was a tough place to play. So, and it was their homecoming, and we weren't playing particularly well. We came out very slow. Second half, we deserved it in the end, and we got a good victory there. So that was a tough test. And then going to Worcester, where I think, don't hold me to this, but I think in all the time I've been here, 26 years, and we've played there obviously 13 times, I think that might only be our third win. And we won 1-0. We dominated the game, but it's a difficult place to play, and we had to play there without Mike Hoskett, who broke a foot on the previous Tuesday in practice, and he broke a metatarsal bone, and Anthony Iannero, two starting defenders who were out of that Worcester game because of the he had concussion in the Allegheny game. So we had a couple of freshmen starting at the back. So that was interesting. And but they overcame it, and we won 1-0 there in a game that, as I said, we controlled most of it, but not an easy place to play. And then last Saturday we played at home to Oberlin, who played very well on the turf. They played some great stuff. They really came to play. They didn't sit back. And it was a good contest, very close, until we kind of put it away in the second half, where Shane Price scored a great goal and we went up 3-0. And then I emptied the bench and let everybody play, and it kind of backfired on us in the last few minutes. They scored a goal with 3 minutes to go and then with 20 seconds to go. So that was a good learning experience for the young guys. And as I said to them after the game, now you know why you've got to earn your place on the team before you know I put you in there. But we won the game 3-2. And then on the other night we play Wabash, who are an improved team from previous years, and we won a really good contest. We were 2-0 up at half time, and we ended up winning going away. And the guys who made those mistakes against Oberlin, the young guys who came on, like the second string, I guess you could call them, although that doesn't sound too flattering, but they're not the non-starting unit. They played at least 15 to 20 minutes at the end and looked very comfortable. So that was good. That they overcame those jittery nerves from the Oberlin game, and so we won 4-0 going away. Really, so that was so we're 4-0 in a contest, and you know, set ourselves up pretty nicely. Really,
coach, it's almost become commonplace to see your team go out and put up a number of goals in the contest. I'm sure there have been years where you would just absolutely be ecstatic if your team could go out and put up two goals per contest, but some of these matches your team's going up and putting up three or four with regularity. Talk about the offensive flair and how it all starts with Matt Borland and Shane Price, and how that combination has just been absolutely tremendous through you through the first 13 matches this year.
Well, the thing with Shane and Borland is that they cause so much havoc for defenders because they're so quick. Well, Shane is so quick, and Borland is not slow. He's quick, but he's also very strong. And they're a threat from anywhere on the field. They can pick the ball up from 40, 50 yards out. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, obviously I would love to have 8 years eligibility of those guys. Those kind of players do not come along very often, and I can tell you that because, as I said, I've been here a long time, and they're two of the best players I've ever coached. They're special players. Having said that, if you look at, like, Wabash, we won 4-0. Borland and Shane, those two guys didn't score a goal, and we really spread the wealth around. You know, Brian Glenn has had a number of goals, Ryan Roof. We spread it around, and we've had some freshmen score. The other night, Andy Sherrick, a freshman, scored. Brian Dickman, it was great for him. He's been here 4 years, and he finally got a goal, and the bench erupted when he put the ball in the back of the net. Jimmy Thine scored a great goal the other night, and Jimmy has been playing very well and scoring some crucial goals for us. So we're getting goals from the midfield. you know, and it shows the all-round strength of the team, I think. But the other thing that really helps with Ball and with Shane up top and Ryan Roof when he's up there and Brian Glenn with our offensive punch is the distribution we get from the back. You know, Michael Condon and Anthony Iannarro from the flanks, they really distribute the ball well. And, of course, Justin Jenkins, who, again, I put him in the same class as a Borland and a Price. Those guys are big-time players. His distribution is as good as anybody I've ever had here. From the back, he can drive a ball. But, of course, as you know, we're not going to be with his services for quite a while, if at all, for the rest of the season, seeing as he broke his collarbone the other night at in the Wabash game.
With a couple of key injuries to this team, especially on that back line, it's definitely going to shake things up. Talk about the adjustments that you guys are going to have to look to make on that back four, that and hope for the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard. You can never replace players such as Mike Hoskett broke his metatarsal and in practice of all things, and it was just an accident. And Jenks the other night going down like that is just it's just a terrible blow for the team. But in a contact sport, those things happen, and you just have to deal with it. And we can't cry about it. We've got to get on with it. As far as the adjustments we'll make, well, without Mike, we've won three games without Mike. And I'm not saying he wasn't missed, because he is missed, because he's probably our best defender in terms of marking the fastest or the most athletic forward on the other team. He's done a fantastic job of that for a number of years. So that's something we're going to have to deal with as we play here, as we got Kenyon tomorrow. And then without Justin, that distribution out the back through the central part of the back and his experience and his ability to close players down and step out in front of the back four, we're going to miss sorely. So that's something we've got to think about. Obviously I've been thinking about it, and it will, it will be interesting to see how we adapt to that tomorrow. I'm sure the Kenyan coach is probably licking his lips. He's my old assistant, Chris Brown, realizing what's happened to us. But, these guys will turn it around, I'm sure.
Taking a look at the, rest of the conference schedule, it doesn't get any easier for you guys with Kenyon coming up Saturday, and then obviously down the road you've got a couple more road matches, and then Ohio Wesleyan comes in on October 29th, and that's a marquee matchup as well. So obviously these injuries are coming at an inopportune time, but at the same time, with the way that your team has been playing, you have to have a lot of confidence coming into some of these matches.
Well, one of the things I've learned from this team is that they've dealt with adversity very well. Now, I said to the guys, we went through the first part of the season, the non-conference schedule, and then the conference starts is the second part of the season. And now it's almost like the third part of the season, where you're coming down the home stretch. I know it's a cliche, but we've still got five regular season games left, but you're coming down the home stretch and then you got the two other teams that are considered our main rivals in the conference this year, Kenyon and Wesleyan, yet to play. So it's a third part of the season, and who knows what's going to happen. The one thing I have learned from this team is that they rarely give up. They have learned how to win games. There's a sort of attitude you develop when you win a lot, and these guys have learned to do that. They're pretty tough, and they're going to have to be tomorrow, and so. I'm not going to predict what's going to happen here. The one thing I will predict, though, I think, is that these guys will work very hard and will play hard to try and get the best result we can get. And if we do lose a game, the law of averages are we're going to lose one eventually. I mean, if we do lose a game, we have to deal with that. We have to be mentally strong, and we have to say, okay, what happened there? Let's, analyze it, and let's try and make the corrections and just get on with it. We're not talking about life and death here. It's an important part of our experience here at college, but we still want to enjoy the process, even though we've got players out and injuries and that. It gives someone else, I mean, you can look at it the positive side. It gives other players an opportunity to step up and do the job.
At 13-0, Coach, I think you just made reference to it. Is there a point where you say, you can't keep looking ahead and getting worried about what's ahead of you. Can you sit back and enjoy the process and sitting at the best start in school history, knowing that years down the road, people are going to look back at the team of 2008 and say, man, that was a special year?
Yeah, I think you're right there, Ben. I mean, do you know how many times I talk about our record to our players? Never. I never talk about it. They may talk about it. I talk about it with you, and I talk about it with other people who come up and say, you're having a great season, you're 12-0, 10-0, whatever. I only talk about how we played the last game and our next game coming up. I mean, obviously, it's hard to hide from the now with the technology, the internet, and you know these websites, all the players get wrapped up in all that, the rankings. So it's good for them to see that. It's a confidence booster, but I will not talk to them about how we're going to avoid losing our next game. We will talk about how we're going to play in our next game, and that's the best approach to have. And I think if you constantly work on those things, on the process rather than the product, then I think you get the best out of your players, and that's what, you know, my job is really.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck down the home stretch. Hopefully we'll be talking to you before the NCAC tournament.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Thanks, Ben.
And that is head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team taking on the Kenyan Lords later on this weekend.